Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. So, the Biden administration thinks it's a good idea to send Bill Richardson to Russia to negotiate for the release of Brittany Griner. Now, in a perfect world, that would all be fantastic, wouldn't it? But we know that this isn't a perfect world, and we also know that Bill Richardson, right now as we speak, is being credibly accused of sexually assaulting and abusing Virginia Roberts. But yet the Biden administration and the current leadership of the country thinks it's a good idea to send him as a representative of the United States to negotiate to free Brittany Griner. Now look, I want Brittany Griner home as much as anybody else. In fact, I've done several episodes speaking to the fact. That said, I don't want Bill Richardson anywhere near anything besides sitting down to be deposed under oath. That's what he should be doing. He shouldn't be negotiating anything but with the Department of Justice about him discussing what he knows. This is just absurd, folks. We saw the uproar with Alex Acosta being appointed to his position. Where's the same uproar here about Bill Richardson? As if this isn't as bad or even worse almost? This is a man who actually took part in the abuse, and we're sending him over to Russia as a representative of this country. Tell me that doesn't make you physically ill. And you mean to tell me there's nobody else to send over there? Just Bill Richardson, huh? So like I said earlier, and like I'll continue to say, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And all of those people who were out there yapping and yelling and carrying on about how things were going to be so different. And come on, man, really? The only way it's ever going to be different is if we break the spokes in the wheel. If not, the wheel's just going to continue to turn. And that's what we're seeing here. You don't think this is an affront to those survivors? You don't think they turn on the TV and see Bill Richardson running around and they're not physically ill? But yet, let's send him over to Russia as a representative of the United States, because that's a great idea. Today's article is from ESPN. Headline, report, former Governor Bill Richardson plans to travel to Russia for talks aimed at freeing Brittany Griner. This article was authored by ESPN News Services. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is planning to travel to Russia for talks aimed at finding a deal to free detained WNBA star Brittany Griner, a source told ABC News on Saturday. So it's just so hard for me to even comprehend that they would send this man after all of the belly aching, after all of the talk about how they're for the rights of survivors and women and this, that, and the other thing. But Bill Richardson gets sent over to Russia with this high level position, and there's not one mention of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein in any of these articles. I wonder why. He is expected to go to Moscow in the next couple of weeks, the source said. The former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Richardson, has a long history of working to free Americans wrongfully detained overseas. He most recently played a role in a prisoner exchange that saw Russia release former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed after nearly 2.5 years in captivity. You know, look, great. You got people freed. Perfect. You need to answer for your relationship with Epstein. You need to answer for your relationship with Maxwell. And most importantly, you need to answer the charges that have been put before you by Virginia Roberts. And until he does that, how can anyone take this man seriously? I honestly find it offensive that they're trotting this dude out here like he is, you know, Mr. Kasabian from The Negotiator. Richardson is currently representing the Griner family, as well as the family of Paul Whelan, another former Marine, held by Russia for 3.5 years. I wonder if these families know the story about Bill Richardson. I truly wonder if they do, because we can't leave it to the legacy media to let people know. The Fourth Estate has obviously failed at their job. That's why you're all here, listening to my dumbass talk about the case. If these morons would do the right thing and do their job correctly and leave their stupid tribalistic politics at home, we'd be in a much better position. But we're not. We're still sending accused sexual abusers as representatives of the United States to go and negotiate with foreign governments. Griner has been in detention in Russia since mid-February, when she was stopped at Moscow's Sheremetyevo International Airport and accused of having vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. Griner pleaded guilty to bringing hashish oil into Russia earlier this week, telling a judge that she should have done so inadvertently while asking the court for mercy. Look, again, you shouldn't be bringing drugs into a country. In the best of times, never mind when there's all of this political turmoil, so it's certainly a mistake on her part. She should be fined, and she should be released. All of this nonsense, the only reason it's happening is because what's going down in Ukraine. Do you really think if this was normal times that this would be happening, or do you think some oligarch who owns the team she's playing for in Russia would show up at Vlad Putin's office and say, hey, look, buddy, I'm going to need you to release my player. I got games to win. Couple bucks would be shifted here or there. People would get their palms greased a little bit. People would wet their beak, and Brittany Griner would be walking free. But that's not the scenario we're talking about, because it's an ultra tense time. We're in war footing basically against Russia. You hear all of the rhetoric. So why should Russia be compliant?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sources told ESPN the guilty plea was a strategy to help facilitate a prisoner swap that could bring Griner home, and it is also a recognition that there was no way she was going to be acquitted. Griner faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs. Large-scale transportation of drugs? Come on, man. What did she have, a few vape cartridges? And the biggest cartridges they have out there are 1 gram cartridges. What did she have, 4 or 5 cartridges? Oh, 5 grams of weed juice. Oh no, it's going to be the end of Russia. Give me a break. The State Department issued a statement Thursday saying it continues to work for Griner's release. Asked to comment on Richardson's potential visit, the White House National Security Council told ABC it was in contact with Richardson and valued his efforts, but declined to say more. Huh, I wonder what the White House has to say about Bill Richardson being credibly accused by Virginia Roberts. Anybody ask them about that? Any of these journalists have anything to say about that? Or nah, we'll just forget about it because it doesn't feed into our own political biases. Pay very close attention, folks, about who is selling you short. And remember, lies of omission are still lies. Richardson does not represent the White House. In Reid's case, he approached Russia's government and the Biden administration separately to try to feel out what both sides might accept as any possible deal. He then relayed what he had heard back to both sides. I don't believe that for a second. Oh, he doesn't represent the White House. Yeah, right. Bill Richardson has been around the establishment, if you will, of power for a very long time. Was one of Bill Clinton's top dogs, was almost part of Obama's administration. Look, this is a guy that's been around the block. And politically speaking, he's a big shot in the Democratic Party. Always has been. And yet, nobody decides to go after him. Nobody wants to really earth this dude out and show the world what he was up to. Instead, we're going to continue to put him on a pedestal because he's involved in some kind of negotiations. It's just like the guys who fall back on their charity, right? Oh, well, I did this, 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 and this charitable work, so my other actions, you shouldn't pay attention to those. Well, buddy, guess what? We're paying attention. And the legacy media might not be, but the rest of us are. Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner, said she had requested the Richardson's team's help and would support a trip if it took place. We asked the Richardson Center to help, and I'm encouraged that he might be going, Sherelle Griner said in a statement to ABC through Griner's agent, Lindsay Colas. I wonder if anyone's asked the Griner family if they know about Bill Richardson's behavior or alleged behavior. Has anyone asked the WNBA about that? You would think that the WNBA especially wouldn't want anything to do with a guy like Bill Richardson. But when you're getting protected by the powers that be and nobody wants to air your ass out, well, here we are. But the fact of the matter is this. Bill Richardson is neck deep when it comes to ties to Jeffrey Epstein. And none of those ties have truly been examined, at least not in a transparent manner, by the authorities. So the question is, are they ever going to get around to speaking to Mr. Old Billy Boy over here? Or are we just going to forget about all the things that Virginia had to say about Bill Richardson and what he was up to? I know that me personally, I'm never going to get off of this one until somebody brings this dude in and sits him down for a deposition. You can promise yourself that we'll be talking about Bill Richardson here on this podcast. And look, if he didn't do anything, go speak to the authorities. Go under oath and tell them everything you know. But you see, there seems to be a lack of people who were involved with Epstein who are willing to go under oath, doesn't there? So ask yourselves why that might be. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.